From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
So the secret life of motherhood, sure, it has received so much positive support, feedback, interaction since Christine and I being Anne, launched 10 weeks ago. Can you believe that? So we knew that we had sort of stumbled upon something special when we launched, but we never really dreamed that we would hit the nail on the head this hard. So for episode 10, we thought we'd do a little something different. So if you have missed any of our episodes over the past 10 weeks, sit back, open that packet of wine gums, and enjoy a few of our favorite moments from each episode to date. And of course, if you want to go listen to any of the episodes featured today, point your browser to nova.com.na and then go spoil yourself, treat yourself with all the episodes that are listed under the shows section. First up, our first episode was all about, is this normal?
Is it normal?
Yes, everything is normal.
You had a thing about your kid, when you speak to him, there's like this delayed response.
Yes. So you'd give them a task. You'd speak really clearly. It's not like you're speaking fast or in a weird language, although sometimes I do think so.
You are bending down. You're at eye level. You're
yes.
looking them in the eye, all those things.
And then they go, huh? Straight after you've said it.
Crying like they are dying.
It's the end of the world.
Like it's the end of the world and they only stubbed their toe or something small went wrong. And it's like a 10-minute crying session. It seems like someone is cutting off their leg with a
really
spoon.
Excessive. Yeah.
I always thought that my children are just super dramatic.
No.
And then I saw your child crying.
Over what? That was something.
I think he fell and scraped his knee or something.
Did he even scrape his knee?
Probably not.
But I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that very clearly. It's normal. And then in episode 2, we discussed mom guilt. Oh, what a colossal waste of time, right? Meaning, as moms, we really shouldn't feel so guilty about absolutely everything.
It's like that whole girl math thing that was a craze recently. So this is mom math.
This is mom math.
Equals mom guilt.
Times pi equals square. I don't know. I was never good with math.
I mean, right off the bat, I don't think this is something that dads feel.
I know it's not. I was in a Teams call a while ago. With two dads on the team, and I had experienced extreme mom guilt that week. The team's meeting was only on Tuesday, but that's irrelative. So I asked them straight off the bat, I was like, yes, guys, you know mom guilt, yeah? And they were like, mm-hmm. Well, do guys, dads, do they suffer from dad guilt? And there was silence. And then the one guy said, wait, back up. Guilt? Mom guilt? Dad guilt? What is this? Define it.
Mama bear. Ooh, episode 4 explains why you never mess with a mama bear's cub.
Thinking back now, they probably weren't heading our way as fast as I thought at the time. But nonetheless, they were heading my way. I've got a 3.5-year-old on a bike. I've got a fat dog on a leash. I don't know what to I don't know what to do. So they race past me and I let loose. Okay, all of this lockdown frustration, financial frustration, everything comes out. And what I meant to shout was, slow down.
And what you shouted was?
In a very low, deep, dark voice, slow the f- down.
But could they hear you, though?
Well, they stopped. they stopped.
It's probably one of those moments where between the one song and the next song, you're like...
So they stop and I'm like, oh, we're going to have a fight, are we? And the guy, the driver, opens his door. They're past me. He opens his door. He leans out and he shouts back at me, I'll go as fast as I want. I held my son's water bottle in my hand. I saw in my mind's eye throwing it at the back window of that GTI, but I didn't. I didn't. I composed myself.
Good job.
I'll be honest for a second. You would have thrown the water bottle. Yeah? Complaining about our kids is something we all do. Doesn't mean we don't want them, that we don't love them. Absolutely not. So for some good measure in episode 4, we along with a few secret moms shared our proudest moments because, man, there are not many things that melt a mama's heart as quickly as her child doing something cute or kind or considerate. And those moments remind you that despite your mom guilt, you are not doing everything wrong.
Because he actually took a second one for your eldest. And then he forgot. And then he forgot to give it to her. But can we please give it to her now?
That's breaking my heart.
Like, oh. And it's not even like they are super close at school.
That's exactly what I was about to say. It's not like they see each other every weekend and they're super best friends.
Stop it. You're making me cry.
Oh, that is so sweet.
We're on our way to about to, you know, speak to the friend. And we see my daughter who is tiny. She's petite and she's a very small three-year-old. And she's got two handfuls of sand. And her dad's Afrikaans. I'm English. And she's walking towards this boy who's much bigger than her. And she's saying, Moni, hoi sand in my booty's gesig. And she is, and he's running away from her crazy face. And she's there defending her big brother.
Episode 5, we cut up into two parts because our discussion on mom friends was just way too much for one episode. And our conclusion on why it's so hard to make new mom friends was that we all feel judged by other moms, whether they're actually judging us or not. I mean, all of us. That's just nonsense. So yes, not every mom you meet will turn into your best friend, but it is actually possible to get along with a lot of other moms and to not feel like you're the odd one out, because you're probably not.
So, if you have got six or more, my friend, you are
my man,
just like the rest of us.
Surprised?
I would love to know if someone got six or less. And then I'm not judging you. I'm like, well, teach me your ways.
I'm too old to be taught.
Yeah. So, look, the point is, when we did this survey of why do you feel it's hard, what are the challenges, every single one of them came back with, I feel like the oddball. I might like things that most other moms won't like. I feel awkward. I feel judged. I'm worried about whether we share principles. And if I don't, then they'll judge me.
And then part two, we had so much fun planning and recording part two of Making Mom Friends, a step-by-step guide. I mean, the music. Come on. I think this could be the theme music to my life.
Finding a mom friend starter pack in 10 easy steps. And cue the music. Step one.
Commit. When you find a mom that you think you could have a good conversation with, commit to a date.
And a time.
And a time.
This is going to be difficult. Our schedules are all rough. Okay?
Yes.
Don't be deterred.
Episode 7 was all about us moms. Because when we become a mom, we disappear. And that fun, exciting, adventurous girl somehow feels like she's disappeared when you became a mom, but she's still in there. It just takes time to find her. Did you know that flamingos lose their pink color when they become moms? because it's so stressful. But eventually, their pink comes back, and so will yours.
So I want to go back just one little step and go back to a size 10. And that's the first thing I took back, okay? And then I started realizing other little thingies that I used to be like, that I used to do, that I miss, that actually make me, that make me bearable probably to the rest of the world. Mm. So that's what I mean by taking little pieces back. It's still me. I'm still the mom, but it's not the whole thing of what I am.
You know, that question of if everything was taken away from you, if your kids weren't there, if your partner wasn't there, who would you be? What is left? And now that you said that, I thought about, you know, for me, it's very much reading and information. Yes. And you do find ways, because the first question is, oh, how am I going to get time to exercise? How am I going to get time for this and that? And yes, that is the biggest hurdle.
The so-called bad habits we teach our kids, episode 8. Those things you think will make your parents go, ooh, toe jylle klein was of toe ek groot geword het. Now, sometimes this links into us experiencing mom guilt as well, because as with every generation, we raise our kids a little differently to how we were raised. But are these really bad habits?
First one is, in Afrikaans and the colored community, the Busta community, big no-no is saying yay in yo. I had to be like, mama, can mama asseblief for my dit and dit bring?
Asseblief mama.
Asseblief mama.
Mama, sorry, het ek mama gesê. So it's a constant
mama, 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 yes. Mama, mama, which I cannot deal with. They say it enough every day. When we were children, it was very much, I'll give you something to cry about.
Have you ever said that to your kids?
I have.
I have once or twice, and I've cringed. I was like,
It hasn't been a lot. Mm-mm. It hasn't been multiple times, like many, many times, but
it's a special occasion kind of sentence. But the point is, we tend to talk to our kids, like, far more than we were spoken to, no?
Yeah.
And we tend to talk through their issues, their feelings, their meltdowns, all of that. We talk about it.
And in episode 9, we both had to take a few very deep breaths, but we also had a few good giggles. Kids, their attitudes, and the struggle of teaching them gratitude. And as you'll hear in the full episode, we all, from time to time, feel like we are raising brats, like we're failing miserably at raising a healthy, you know, both mentally and emotionally future generation. But guess what? This just brought us right back to episode 1. It's all normal. At least that's what we're going with.
And I have been doing that with my son for about a year.
Hmm.
And it's not working.
Because they don't start with the good. They're like, oh, let me tell you how my day was.
No, I usually throw out first. Yeah. And then I bury it. So I'll ask him. I know it was a good day. It was a day, a Wednesday, where they've got tuck shop at school.
Okay? Yeah.
So that's an exciting day. And then I'd ask him, so what was the best thing about today? And he's like, nothing.
Mm.
My reply to that has been a few times has been, well, you've got legs, don't you?
It's a good response.
That's a good thing. And there you go, mamas. Christine and I, airing all our dirty motherhood laundry since 10 weeks ago. We all live this secret life. And we all tend to think that we are the only ones who struggle with certain things. We're the only ones who worry about certain things, who have mom guilt over the most bizarre things. But we're all in the same storm. Different boat. same storm. You can re-listen to all of these magical moments that we've shared on the Nova website, which is nova.com.na. Head over to the shows section on that website, and there you will go and find all of the episodes, number 1 to 10. Or you can also listen on Spotify and Apple simply by searching for The Secret Life of Motherhood. And if you would like to join the conversation, we keep all comments secret and anonymous. Don't worry about us airing your dirty laundry with your name attached to it. But head over to Facebook. Also search for The Secret Life of Motherhood. Right at the top of the page, there is a pinned post with a link to our WhatsApp group. We absolutely love contributions. We love sharing. We love discussing. And we like having open and honest conversations. All of that with Christine and myself here on The Secret Life of Motherhood.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.